I spent a couple of years breaking down thousands of Chinese characters on my computer, and then I analyzed and prioritized the most important building blocks. Once people are able to recognize those building blocks, they will be able to construct many more. And I use illustrations and very simple animations so they can recognize some very basic building blocks very quickly. Once they know one or two, then they can develop many more from a few very simple characters. And the learning process is really fast and it's a lot of fun.
What about your background that led you to this kind of way for people to learn Chinese?
My parents, they are both artists. My mother is a calligrapher, and my father, he is a ceramic artist. So I grew up in this environment looking at Chinese characters with a very different approach and different type of appreciation from most people.
Tell me about some particular words that using your approach was so much easier.
For example, the character for woman. That's the shape of the woman is originally from the shape of a woman kneeling on the floor bowing to her man. And so if you have this perception, then you will be able to understand, okay, it's not only the illustrations, there's a lot of culture and historical education. And then when we put two women together, it means argument. And this is not a made-up joke. This is actually, again, a deeper layer of the true cultural understanding. Given the gender inequality in ancient world, not only in China, but in ancient world in many places, two women together, especially in China, ended up with argument. That actually reflects the fact that many Chinese families, they have three generations or four generations underneath the same roof. And also many ancient Chinese men, middle-class, upper-class men, they had multiple wives. Therefore, their children from multiple wives, they had to live underneath the same roof. So there's a domestic conflict to reflect the fact that two women together means argument. So Chinese is not only a method, only use illustrations. We do a lot of historical old storytelling to tell people what's happened in ancient China and how each character evolved over the years. And as a woman, I found it a little bit fascinating and sometimes a little bit frustrating to know, oh gosh, all the female, most female characters are rather negative. Even, for example, the character for good is the combination between a woman and a son. The origin was actually because the woman would only be good when she had a son. And if you look at it that way, it sounds very negative, but because Chinese is a happy learning method, we try to interpret that, say, okay, a woman would be really happy and everything will be good. And over the son, when a woman and the son together, the woman will be very happy. So we try to reinterpret the meaning, or like the woman underneath the roof, that means peace. And it's from men's perspective because men wanted a woman to provide domestic service and provide the children for him. And you can use that negative approach, but at the same time, we should say, no, when a guy has a woman underneath the roof, he will be a happy man. He will be peaceful. So in that case, everything will turn into something positive and happy.
I would have never have thought that a lot of the Chinese language was based on the relationship between men and women.
Yes, there was quite a lot. And as we said, yes, originally it was because of the gender inequality, which happened across the world, I think, not only in ancient China. But nowadays, Chinese women, we recognize that we are independent and elegant. So yes, we do understand the historical origin, but at the same time, I would love to give the Chinese characters some new modern interpretation.